Kasura, the shamanic path. Come a little closer. Let the world become still for a moment. The voices of the day, the thoughts, the restlessness. Because today we are entering a place that every human being knows, and yet hardly anyone truly understands. The world of dreams. Every night a door opens, quietly, invisibly. And while the body sleeps, something within us begins to wander. Some dreams we forget within seconds. Others remain for us for years, like shadows, like messengers, like memories of something that lies deeper than words. Since ancient times, shamanic cultures believed that dreams are more than mere fantasy of the brain. They were seen as guides, warnings, visions, messages of the soul, and sometimes even as journeys between worlds. Because in sleep, the human being becomes quieter. And perhaps that is exactly when something can speak that is overheard in the noise of the day. In shamanism, dream interpretation was never simply a dream symbol dictionary. Not every snake meant the same thing. Not every water held the same depth. Because dreams speak in symbols, but also in feelings. The soul uses images, shadows, places, people. And sometimes it shows us exactly that, which we suppress while we are awake. Perhaps you know such dreams. Dreams that feel more real than the day. Dreams from which you wake with a heavy heart or with a strange sense that there was more there than just fantasy. Recurring dreams, especially, are often considered important in shamanism. Because when a soul returns again and again, perhaps something wants to be seen. Not every dream is prophetic. Not every dream is spiritual. Some dreams arise from stress, from memories, from fear. But some dreams leave behind an energy that feels different, denser, deeper, almost magical. One of the oldest symbols of the dream world is water. Water often appears in dreams, when feelings lie hidden beneath the surface. Calm water in shamanic traditions could point toward inner clarity, toward depth, toward connection with one's own soul. But dark water, or stormy, was often seen as a sign of inner unrest, suppressed emotions, grief, fear, or the feeling of losing control over something. Especially drawing appears in the dream of many people, and often it does not mean death, but the feeling of being swallowed by emotions. Another interesting thing is this. Many people dream of floods or rain during phases of great change, as if the soul were trying to wash away something old. Fire, too, has appeared in dreams since ancient times as a powerful symbol. In shamanism, fire was not only seen as destruction, but as transformation. A burning house could mean that an old chapter of life is coming to end, that something can no longer remain as it was, but a small fire, a ritual fire, or a flame in complete darkness was often seen as a sign of inner strength. As if the soul were saying, something is still alive with you. Another ancient symbol is the forest. In shamanism, the forest was never only nature. It was a boundary, a test, a transition. Someone who enters a dark forest in a dream often unconsciously enters the hidden parts of their own soul. That is why forest dreams often feel both fascinating and threatening. Some people dream of being chased there. Others lose their way. Others discover clearings, fires, or animals. The forest is the unknown within us. And perhaps that is exactly why we sometimes have to walk through it. Not every path of the soul leads through light. Sometimes silent. Sometimes comforting. Sometimes strangely real. In shamanic traditions, many cultures believed that some of these dreams might truly be encounters, not necessarily physical, not something that can be proven, but meaningful. Perhaps it is memory, perhaps it is longing, perhaps it is something in between. What is interesting, however, is this. Many people describe a deep sense of peace after such dreams, as though something within them has finally found rest. And then there are the shadow dreams, nightmares, dreams of being chased, dreams of falling, dark houses, abandoned hallways, faceless figures. Shamanism did not automatically view such dreams as demonic. Often they were seen as mirrors of our fears, our suppressed anger, old wounds. Because what we push away during the day sometimes return at night. Not to destroy us, but to be seen. Yet some nightmares feel different, heavier, almost alive. And perhaps every person knows such nights. And sometimes the path in a dream does not end in the forest, but before a door. Ancient doors, locked doors. Endless corridors filled with doors. In shamanism, doors were often seen as passages between inner worlds. A locked door could mean that a person is not yet ready to see something. A door that slowly opens was often seen as a beginning of inner transformation. And sometimes people are afraid to walk through a certain door. perhaps because the soul already knows. That truth is waiting on the other side. Steers also appear frequently in spiritual dreams, especially spiral staircases. Ascending could symbolize awakening, growth, spiritual development. But ascending, particularly into dark cellars of underground places, was often seen as a journey into forgotten parts of the soul. And perhaps we sometimes need to descend before we can find the light again. Many people dream of being pursued by shadows, by unknown figures, by something unseen. And often people spend an entire dream running without ever turning around. In shamanic traditions, one might have said, what is chasing you is often a part of your own soul, a fear, a memory, a truth that wishes to be seen. Because sometimes the shadow only becomes dangerous when we keep running from it. Animals were especially important in shamanic dream interpretation, because animals were often seen as messengers or symbols of power. Take the wolf, for example. Many people immediately associate the wolf with danger. But from a shamanic perspective, the wolf often represents instinct, wildness, inner guidance, and sometimes even solitude. A wolf appearing in a dream may suggest that a person needs to learn to trust their inner voice once again. The raven, on the other hand, was considered in many traditions to be a traveler between worlds, a creature of mysteries, of shadows, of transformation, not necessarily dark, but deep. A raven appearing in a dream often came when something old was ending and something new was beginning. Perhaps the most fascinating symbol of all is the snake. Few symbols make people as nervous, yet in shamanism, the snake was never only a symbol of danger. It represented transformation, shedding, renewal, change. A snake in a dream may indicate that something old needs to be released. Yet depending on how it appears, it can also symbolize fear, because dreams rarely speak in only one dimension. And then there are those dreams that people never forget, dreams of the deceased. Almost everyone experiences at some point a dream in which someone has passed away appears. Sometimes they say nothing. Sometimes they offer comfort. Sometimes they feel astonishingly real. And then suddenly something strange happens. Awareness returns. The dreamer realizes that they are still inside the dream. Today, we call this lucid dreaming. But many ancient spiritual traditions knew of such states long before modern psychology gave them a name. Not as entertainment, but as conscious journeys through inner worlds. A lucid dream can feel incredibly intense, sometimes even more real than And what is especially fascinating is this. Many people first learn lucid dreaming because they suffer from recurring nightmares. Because the moment a person realizes this is a dream, something changes. The fear shifts. The one being chased can stop running. The one who is falling can fly. The shadow loses its power. Perhaps there's something profoundly meaningful in that. That awareness itself can transform the dream world. There are a few simple methods that can help people learn lucid dreaming. One of the most well-known is called a reality check. Throughout the day, a person repeatedly asks themselves, "Am I dreaming right now?" They may look closely at their hands, read a sentence twice, or try to use a light switch inside a dream. Because in dreams, details often behave strangely. And when this habit sinks deeply enough into the mind, eventually it may happen inside a dream as well. Interestingly, I once heard in a television series that people often struggle with the numbers, written text, or precise logic while dreaming, because certain areas of the brain are less active during sleep. And in fact, many lucid dreamers report exactly this. Words suddenly change. Clocks display impossible times. Numbers stop making sense. Perhaps they are the tiny cracks in the dream world through which awareness returns. And what fascinated me most was this. The moment I realized that I was dreaming, the fear changed. The figure in front of me lost some of its power, not because it disappeared, but because awareness returned. And perhaps that reveals something very deep about the human soul. The darkness is often strongest where we forget to look consciously. And then there are those rare dreams when people encounter an animal that touched them deeply. A deer, a wolf, a bear, a raven. Quiet, almost sacred. In shamanic traditions, it was often believed that some animals do not appear by accident. Not immediately, but often somewhere in the middle of a dream. Yet this dream was different. It began in darkness, heavy, almost oppressive. Before me stood a dark figure, threatening, silent. And although I felt that something was not quite right, at first I did not realize that I was dreaming. The figure kept repeating that I absolutely had to count something lying before me. And suddenly, I became incredibly nervous, because no matter how often I tried, I could not count correctly, again and again. The same mistake. The numbers seemed to blur. Something was wrong. And in that exact moment, I suddenly became aware. I am dreaming. Perhaps you know moments like that. Those strange little errors in the dream world that suddenly change everything. Suddenly the dreamer realizes something is not right here. And that is exactly where the lucid moment begins. Dream journals were also considered powerful very early on. Because the more attention a person gives to their dreams, the more alive they become. Many people hardly remember their dreams at first. But once they begin writing them down, the dream world slowly opens, almost as if the soul suddenly notices you are listening again. Some people use lucid dreams to consciously fly. Others speak with dream figures or enter places that feel ancient and symbolic. But perhaps the true power of lucid dreaming does not lie in being able to control everything. Perhaps it lies in something else, in remaining conscious even in the darkness, because perhaps that is also a lesson for waking life, that fear loses its power when awareness returns. And perhaps in the end, the dream world is not a place we should fear, but a mirror, a hidden doorway to the soul, a place where even your shadow can begin to speak. Not long ago, I had another dream myself. A dream that reminded me how strange and how fascinating the dream world can be. When I do not fall asleep completely exhausted, I can occasionally become lucid in my dreams, but rather as companions on the path. Spirit helpers, mirrors, messengers, not as creatures of fantasy, but as symbols of a power that wishes to awaken within us. What is fascinating, really, is this. The soul seems to speak in images, not in clear sentences. Perhaps because some truth cannot be explained, only felt. Many people ask me, how do I know if a dream is important? And perhaps the answer is simpler than we think. Important dreams leave something behind. A feeling, an intuition, a shift. Sometimes they stay with us for days. Sometimes the same symbols return again and again. And perhaps dream interpretation is not really about perfectly decoding every meaning, but about listening, because modern people have often forgotten how to listen their inner world. We analyze everything, explain everything, control everything, but dreams resist control. They speak like fire, like water, like mist, not logical, but symbolically. Perhaps the dream world is not a place we are meant to fully understand. Perhaps it simply reminds us that the soul is greater than the mind, that beneath our daily lives, beneath work, worries, noises, and ancient language is still alive. A language of images, of symbols, of shadows. And perhaps true dream interpretation does not begin where we can explain everything, but where we begin to listen. If you enjoyed this episode, I would be grateful if you subscribed to Sura, shared the episode, or left a review. And until we meet again around the fire, pay attention to your dreams. Perhaps something within you has been trying to speak to you for a very long time.